Cheers. Okay. Parshas Vayera. Vedaber Moshe Kein al Bnei Yisrael lo shomu al Moshe mikotzer ruach u'me'avoda kasha. So they didn't listen to Moshe because they had so much, you know, when you're weary, it's hard to listen. And the Medrash Rabbah says a fascinating thing on page 4 going over to page 5. Vedaber Moshe Kein al Bnei Yisrael lo shomu al Moshe. Hayakosher by name Lifrosh Meavodas Kochovim. He says that, I guess in Mitzrayim, they were involved in Avodah Zarah. So it was hard for them to pull away. You see, the simple pshat, the Medrash Rabban Bur says that they were very weary, so it was hard for them to believe that there's going to be a geula. But he says, the Medrash wants to say a different pshat, that that he's saying that them lakachti eschem li lam. That means you're going to worship me, not the avodah zarah. Lo shomu al Moshe, meaning they had such an. You see, the simple pshat is they didn't believe the gula. He was telling them the gula is coming, and they were like, "Yeah, really?" But no, he's saying the pashat pshat is they were so invested in the avodah zarah that when Hashem says to them, now you're not going to worship David, you're going to worship me, they couldn't fully, you know, attach to that. And that's the Medrash's shot in the pasuk. But the question is, in the Sefer Lev Aaron of our Teitelbaum, he says, what about this pasuk on page 6, going over to page 7? Vayalukim is bnei Yisrael, vayeda elukim. So Rashi, another medrash, page 8. Rabban Ami, vayalukim osu tshuva. They did tshuva. Habein and gam yishayim, harul osu tshuva. So what is it? Were they still, you know, dovuk to the avodah zarah? Or it seems that the two midrashim, as Rav Aaron Teitelbaum points out, maybe seem to be a little bit contradictory, or some not exactly in the same, the same thing. So that was the question that he asks. In other words, one pasuk says Lo Shom Lo Moshe. They didn't listen that they are going to service Hakadosh Baruch Hu because they was too dovak in Avodah Zarah. But then the other pasuk says, "Vayed Elokim," that they did tshuva. So which one is it? The Sabra Rebbe in the Divrei Yoel on page 18, which Lev Aaron quotes, he has a diak. Now we call Mitzrayim Yitzias Mitzrayim, right? That's the phrase, going out of Mitzrayim, Yitzias Mitzrayim. But he says Lechora, that's not a proper. It's Yitzias Mi Mitzrayim, not Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias mi Mitzrayim. What's the concept of Yitzias Mitzrayim? So the Sabra Rebbe said, the Divrei Yoel says, "Ubiarnu dinei b'zman shayu bnei Yisrael mishubadim l'par Mitzrayim nizdapcho bohem tumas Mitzrayim ervas ha'aretz." In other words, sometimes you're so entrenched in something that it's hard to. I mean, this is a perfect thing for a psychologist to talk about. This is like their thing. You know, somebody's so entrenched in something, it's so deeply rooted, and it's hard to extricate that deep-rooted, whatever it is. That's, and he says, that's what the Sabbath Rebbe says, Yetzias Mitzrayim means to get Mitzrayim out of you. That whatever things they picked up in Mitzrayim, whatever beliefs, whatever Avodah Zarah, that's what Yetzias Mitzrayim means. In other words, to get out physically of Mitzrayim is one thing. But the Iker's Yetzias Mitzrayim is the eternally, that thing that's mushrash inside of them, and that's, says the Sabbath Rebbe, is Yetzias Mitzrayim. Oh. So the Leib Aharon, one of the current Satma Rebbe's, says the following. First, he says over a word here on page 20. Vaydaber Moshe Kedem Medrash Rabbah Shaya Kasha Beinem Lifrosh Me'avodah Zarah. So he quotes that stira that we mentioned before, that's quoted from here, the Leib Aharon. Chor divrei medrash alei sosrim l'divrei medrash rabba b'parsha Shmos. V'arokim is b'nei Yisrael sh'osu tshuva. So he says, he quotes from Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Rimanov. He says a famous vort, Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Rimanov. It's quoted for other people. Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen likes to say over this vort. Mi ale b'har Hashem u'mi yokum imkom shol kodsho. In other words, there's one thing to be on a high madrega. In other words, everyone can have a high. Oh, I'm so into it. But then to stay there is the kutz. Mi yokum im kocho means that not only you have the high, but you maintain it. And that's what the Ramanacha Mendel Rimanov is teaching the pasuk of Mi yaleh b'har Hashem u'mi yokum imkom kocho. Because the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Ein lecha adam she'ein lo shah." Everyone has a time, a moment that he, you know, shines, he excels. But the kunz is to maintain it. Lachen kol ish yale lefamim b'har Hashem, aval mi yokum imkom kocho. That was, everyone could have that shining moment, but the question is, who could maintain it? So he says, "B'chein hachnam b'nei Yisrael when they're in Shibud Mitzrayim, hagam shapnim is l'vav ha'yitov and tzoru kulam l'tshuva." So they taka did tshuva, but who says they didn't slip back? So that's what the two midrashim are explaining. That yeah, they did tshuva, but they also slipped back. So those are the two midrashim. The midrash says was kasha lefrosh. Because even though when they did tshuva, like a day or two later, they slipped back. But you know, I should always point out to you, the Mabit in the Beis Elokim says, Volbi quotes it, the Mabit in the Beis Elokim says, when it comes to tshuva, even if you did tshuva, and then you slip back, the tshuva is meaningful. Meaning, tshuva is harata on avar, kabbalah lost it. So here, you had a Kabbalah, but then you slip back. So you might think that's a nothing. But Lamaisa, you had it for a little bit, you did something. You know, it was, tshuva is a mitzvah that it's not all or nothing. That's what the Mabit says. Certain mitzvahs, it's all or nothing. If you don't have all the dalad minim, you have a nice esrog, but you forgot to get the lulav, then you don't have anything. It's all or nothing. But tshuva, the Mabit says, is not all or nothing. So that's what he's saying over here. Lo shamu al Moshe mikotzer ruach, that it was hard to be porish, yet it says they did tshuva. The answer is they did both. They did tshuva, but they slipped back. And the tshuva had some level, it's not the best tshuva, but it means something. Because people have this attitude, you know, it's all or nothing. You know, Rabbi Fran at the CM Ashas, he said a good vort. He said, what's the one?
Perfection
is the enemy of good. Is the enemy of good. That's a what?
Don't
let perfection be the enemy. Yeah, because that's what people have this thing idea. If it can't be, there's a problem. Of course, there's a problem. There's a problem with everything. But you don't say perfection shouldn't be the enemy of good. Right. And that's the thing. They did tshuva. They did some tshuva. And they slipped back. So they could have an attitude. So I didn't do anything. No. You did something. he shouldn't. Now, sometimes, you know, people could do better and whatever. I'm not saying, I'm not using it necessarily in the context whether you should learn Daf Yomi or shouldn't learn Daf Yomi. So, you know, that was what he was talking about. I'm just using it in the context of life. You know, when people have this thing, if it's not perfect, you know, then it's no good. Perfection shouldn't be the enemy of good. Because sometimes, like my mother always says, perfection is a word in the dictionary. It's not the metzias in life. So you can't say, if it's not perfect, then I can't, you know, people never accomplish anything if they have that attitude. It's not perfect, and it's not. Sometimes you could really get it to do better because you were lazy, or whatever. So you should get do it better. But this obsession, some people have the obsession with perfection, and that's not a healthy thing. So that's what the Lev Aharon is saying. The two midrashim can come together. They did tshuva, vayyede elokim. They did tshuva, but the other hand, kasher lifrosh, because they did tshuva, but then they slip back. Because it's kosher lifrosh.
Certain professions, I think require perfection. Doctors and dentists.
Yeah, look.
Surgeons.
Right, of course. You know. I mean,
it's true. Perfection is, you know, there's a standard of good enough and the perfect. As long as you're in that range, then the guy, Baruch Hashem, will get healthy.
Yeah, I mean, we're not talking about people who did a pshia. They, you know, malpractice, negligence, things like that. That's not, that we don't say everything goes. But something could be, like Rabbi Kyle was saying, something could be very good. It's not perfect, but it's...
He still gets a heart operation. And so it's not perfect, they have a little bit of a scar. Much better a bit of a scar than without a heart that functions well.
Yeah. So now, there is the page 21 in the Lev Aharon on the bottom. So you know, in the Balaturim, he likes to quote from the Mesorah. The Mesorah shows you where the same word is found elsewhere in Chumash or Tanakh, and then the Balaturim and others will make drushes out of that. So the word fedus, v'samti fedus ben ami uvein amecha, I'm going to make a what? A boundary. So where does it say it? Three times. Dain. Dain means this one, Dain, bottom of page 21 on the right. V'idach fedus shalach la'amo. That's another one. And then the famous one, you all know, Yachel Yisrael Hashem ki ima Hashem echesed v'arbeimo fedus. Three feduses. So he says over from the Divrei Yoel that we just mentioned before, that the Iker of Yitzias Mitzrayim was not the Yitzias Mi Mitzrayim. That's not such a kutz. I mean, you get out of Mitzrayim. But to get Mitzrayim out of you, to get the values of Mitzrayim out of you, so Hashem had it. That was the kunst. Lakachas lo goy mikerev goy. Shotzias mikirbam. To get the whatever values and whatever beliefs were deep rooted in them, and I told you that's a psychologist's sport. That's, you know, to extricate it out.
Maybe this is not a fair question, but wouldn't that be
called Sa'as
Mitzrayim?
Yeah.
You're giving up one
rather than problem. Yeah, okay. Okay, you'll have to speak with the Gemarians. Rav Harari will take it up with you later. I'll speak with the Gemarians.
Right.
Yeah. So he says, Berech Moshe says that. That was the nephew of the Divrei Yoel, who was the Rebbe after the Divrei Yoel. He says there were two geulos, geulos hanefesh and geulos haguf. He says geulos hanefesh was the fact. In other words, the geulos haguf means you stop working, you left. Geulos hanefesh means the internal scars that happened. The internal scars. He says geulos hanefesh was on Yudalid. That's when they brought the Karban Pesach. Because the Korban Pesach was their Avodah Zarah. So that was the internal beliefs. So that was, when they brought the Korban Pesach, that healed the internal scars. Mishchu Yideichem me Avodah Zarah. Ukhul Hachem Tzol. And then there was just the physical labor, that's on Tezvav. They left. They left that night, and then Gula Saguf, Yom Tezvav Benisim. He says, Losid Lovo is going to be Gulas Aguf Mishiv and Malchus, the Kibbutz Nitche Yisrael, and Gulas HaNefesh is the Cheres. So that's the three Pedus. Sabti Pedus, Ben Amiel Ben Amecha, that's Gulas HaNefesh, that Hashem took out of, from Yisrael, the Tumas Mitzrayim. That was B'Yudalev. Then Pedus Sholach La'amo, that's the other pasuk, that's the Gulas Haguf that they left on Tezvav. Yochel Yisrael Kimar Chesed Farbeimo Fedus. What's the Harbe Fedus? Those are the two things. The Shtei Gulas. The Gulas Haguf and the Gulas HaNefesh. And that's, he says, Losi Lovo, when we're going to go out, with the Nevu of Micha's Mikuyam, hopefully, Kimet Seischam Eretz Yisrael Elenu Neflos. Then we're going to have both the Harbe Imo Fidus, the two Fiduyos are going to be Mekuyim. Because in Mitzrayim there were these two things. There was the, that's why I heard from Mordechai Elephant, who came here many years ago. He's Rosh Yeshiva Vitri. He came many years ago that he came together with Grossman. He said he heard from the Brisker Rav. In Mitzrayim, Galtanu Mesavodim Fiditusonu. The one is Pidyon. Pidyon is abstract, like a pod or something. And Geula is, so he says those were the two things. There was the abstract Geula, that was the internal scars, and the physical Geula, and that's the Harbe Mofidus. Those are the two Peduyos, and that's what the Sadma Rebbe says that Yitzias Mitzrayim. He says that. At the time of the Milsa, Gulas Mitzrayim is from Hashem Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ki Iker HaTokev HaNeis HaYitzias Tumas and Zumas Mitzrayim Evas HaAres B'Kerevli Mos B'nei Israel. The Yitzias Mitzrayim Be'od Sha'atum La'adai Yachuzum U'Betas B'Kerevli Vavos B'nei Israel Eza Kori Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Tumas is still there. Okay, Iker Shvach Ma'alas HaNeis says the Divriol Ma'a Shehotzei Gosh Bochum Mehem Es Kochas HaTumah. It's Kochas HaTumah. And that's the idea. Kochas HaTumah. And again, you know, and it's a process. You know, people think they're not being matzliach. They did something and then they fell back. They did something and they came back to the same problem. But that takes time. Doesn't mean that the process is faulty. Just means that, okay, you did some tshuva, it's not tshuva of gemura. You'll keep trying until you get it, you know, to the point that hopefully it won't come back. But it shouldn't think, like the Mabit says, that the Beis Elokim, that by tshuva, anything is meaningful. It's not all or nothing. It's different than other. That's why I wrote in my sefer, in Bei Baruch, that ki hamitzvah zos, which some low. So the machlok is whether it's the mitzvah hazos is tshuva or talmud Torah. So I thought that the pshat is like this. According to the Vilna Gaon, every word, every os of Torah is a mitzvah. So it's, you know, so everything, you get even a little thing, you get a mitzvah. You know, you don't have that by other things, even a little thing. And then tshuva, I thought, is also korav hadover. Because tshuva is also something that it's not all or nothing. If you did tshuva, but you slipped back, you did something. It wasn't, you still have to do more. You're not finished with the job. But it still was meaningful. You don't say it's a zero. Yeah, that's Yoshev Yipol Tzadik V'Kam. You know, a lot of different sources for this idea. So these are some of the ideas of the Samti Fedus, the Gulas HaAdam. But it also, it's mi'alev har, like the ultimate goal is to be mi'alev har Hashem, like Rav Nachman of mi'okum imkom kocho, that to get to the pinnacle and not to fall back. But that doesn't mean that till you get to that stage, it's a nothing. It's something meaningful, and you get schar for that, and it's a meaningful. And hopefully one day, you'll be on the madrega of mi'okum imkom kocho, that you're going to get to the plateau and not slip. And not slip back.
It just seems ironic that Rabbi Arsha Paris keeps doing tshuva and then the negative is tshuva. It seems like it's looked at obviously not figuratively, thing.
Right, yeah, Paro is a different thing. We're not, I'm not here to praise Paro at this point. Yeah.
This Mahal also has a little question. Tuli Hashem
Yeshuvun, Oh. For Tuli Hashem Yeshuvun, that lot, you can have the Pedus, Peduye, plural.
Right.
The plural, and then you get an ultimate Balsi on Marina. Very good. Okay, very good. Rabosai, so this is the Sabti Vidus, Kula Saddam, Aliyat Midis, Pavodas Hashem.